Hi, I'm Chanel, one of the journalists at Manx Radio. Welcome to the latest edition of Manx Radio Newscast. Right, can I start with both your names, please?
Ron Allen.
I'm Sebastian Edge.
Right, now you guys are here. There's something very interesting and very exciting that happened this morning. Can you tell me about that?
Yes, well, they got me some leathers and painted them in BMW colours and the helmet and everything, and I went out for a ride around part of the TT course with a certain rider.
Yeah.
His name was Swig.
We're calling him Swig.
Swig.
So Ron is a neighbour of mine on a small road, a small community in Leytonstone in East London. As far as I know, Ron's been there all his life. I've lived there 5-6 years, but I've come to admire Ron as a great storyteller and a first-hand account witness. Of things. We used to do the bomb walks. Ron's done loads of these bomb walks. We walk around the area
every year,
of London. And it's amazing. And anyway, Ron very sadly lost his wife recently. A friend of mine who is a racer, and he's competed, and it's always been his dream to race here, and he did extremely well during the Manx. But we sort of arranged, well, Ron said he booked to come over here, and I was like, you know what, I've never been. I really want to go. You know, I miss my friend racing because I was on holiday in Greece. And that's a funny story because Ron is, he stopped coming to the TT in 81, I think.
81, when we found Greece. My wife and I found Greece and we took up Greek dancing and used to go to seminars of Greek dancing. And that took over our lives. We used to perform and finished up in Andros in Greece, dancing in one of their festivals, which was the great ambition of ours. We achieved it.
So anyway, I phoned up my mate, we'll call him the Swig, lovingly, and I said, I want to come. And I said, do you fancy giving a neighbour friend of mine a backy round the circuit? And he was like, yeah, all right, let's do it. So here we are, and this morning.
I thoroughly enjoyed it this morning. It's quite an experience to sit on the back of one of those fast BMWs.
Yeah.
And you're what, you're 95?
95, yes.
Is this something that you thought you would have liked the opportunity to do?
Oh, yes. And I mean, I've ridden around the TT course many, many times, but not at high speeds like these people do. And I thought I'd like to, always thought I'd like to go around on a closed road like the travelling marshals do, you know, and do the racing lines. I've never got that. But this is second best, really, to get on a racing, almost a racing bike and see some of the lines they take around the corners.
And what was going through your mind while you were having this experience this
morning? I
brought
back lots of memories of the parts of the course that I loved, you know. And I went to, yesterday morning, I went to by taxi to Tronc Early, 13th milestone, and laid my wife's ashes there because we loved that sweep down before you go to Kirkmichael. And I laid her ashes there, so she'll be there forever.
Oh, that's
watching the racing.
That's absolutely amazing. Was that one of her wishes?
Or, yeah,
really?
It's one of the favourite places we stood, yeah.
How many TTs? You've got quite a few TT badges around
I went from 1956, when I took the advantage of our honeymoon to come to the Isle of Man, very cleverly. Always wanted to come. And when we had a honeymoon, I said, let's go to the Isle of Man TT races. That was the first time, when John Surtees was king of the pack. And I went from 1956 until 1981. And then I say we found Greece after that.
So it's your first time back since
1981, yes.
And has the island changed or?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I mean, especially the TT facilities that start and finish, the grandstand and everything, the tower and communications. So many things have improved, really professional now. Really professional, yeah.
So, Sebastian, you've got your own little tour guide here.
Yeah. I mean, Ron's archive of material and like autographs from like Mike Hailwood to John Surtees to, he's got, you know, Met and...
Well, you used to be able to walk around the paddock freely. Always came practice week in the early mornings, got up at 4 o'clock and went up in the paddock and walked around and talked to the riders. And one of them, Tony Godfrey, called me over one, mate, got a couple of quid for some petrol, he said, get me down the road. We used to chat to them, you know. And we had them staying in our hotel as well. I used to stay up at Onklin, and we had some riders staying there. And then later in Manx Grand Prix, I did those as well. We had friends racing in them. And I used to get up, I had a motorbike sidecar, a BMW and Steib. And I used to take some of the riders around early in the mornings, about 6 o'clock, showing them some of the corners that they weren't sure of.
Oh, that's absolutely amazing. What amazing stories to share as well. I know you say you've met quite a few of the guys years ago. Who do you support now? Do you still kind of follow the TT?
I follow it every year because it's luckily it's on ITV4, the highlights, you know, so I'll still watch it. And, of course, the king of them all is Michael Dunlop. And I saw his uncle win his first race here, the Jubilee 1977, on a big 750 Yamaha superbike race.
Oh, that's amazing.
And he went on to do 26, didn't he, Joey? King Joey.
And I know you've got so much of memorabilia that Sebastian shared with me as well. You've got signed autographs, you've got photos, you've got so much.
And I used to, you know, you could mix with the riders, also you could help them out sometimes. I was at Union Mills one morning and Roger Marshall stopped there and he came over and said, anyone give me a lift back to the paddock and I can get another bike out. And I took him back on the back of my bike to the paddock so I could get another machine out for the next session of practice.
Oh, that's amazing. How did you know? How did you eventually make the decision to come back to the island?
Only because of my wife. I thought she'd like to be... I went back to Greece in April and laid some ashes there, where her favourite place. And I thought I'd better go back to the Isle of Man as well because she loved it.
And what was it about the Isle of Man?
The people are so friendly. They love motorcyclists. My old hotel owner said, I love motorcyclists and TT Week because they're no trouble. He said, they get up in the mornings, have breakfast, put their helmets on, get on their bikes and go out. No trouble. Well, he said, other weeks, we have lots of drunks come in and all sorts of problems.
And Sebastian, for you, I know you've just got to the island about, less than 24 hours ago.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
How's it been for you? What's your first experience of the island?
So far, it's amazing. There's a lot of obviously a lot of heritage here. And I'm very fortunate that, you know, I've had Ron as a neighbour filling me in on so much of those stories. You know, it's just amazing to be here and to see these bikes and see. I'm looking forward to going out and seeing the first race. It's my first TT race here, so I'm going to be one of those people standing there not expecting it. Kind of expecting it, but, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
And I know, in the lead up to this, you took so much of time out to get the leathers ready for Ron. You got a whole load of stuff ready for Ron and all of that. What drove that passion or that dedication?
Ron's a neighbour, you know. You help each other out. And Ron's a great source of education of where we live, you know. And so you've got to respect that. And, I feel honoured, you know, as well. You know,
I'm a historian of the Second World War, so I do these bomb walks every September, Battle of Britain and bomb walks. And get a very large number of people come.
That's how I met Ron.
Yeah.
Which was your favourite corner during this morning's experience? I know it wasn't as fast-paced.
Well, our friend was Hilbury, very fast. He said he loved that one. Yeah.
Oh, perfect. I think, what's the plans for the rest of the holiday? How long are you here till?
Depending on the weather, we watched a couple of races today. We're going to Milntown. I've got a package for the hotel and I've got some tickets for Milntown and wristbands and things, so I can sit in the stand there and watch the racing. I hope it starts, because Douglas has been like this all the time, but it's been raining in other parts of the island, hasn't it?
Back then, in 20, 30 years ago, did you have as many race delays and things like that because of the weather?
Oh, yeah. Really? We sat up the mountain out, you know, delay for an hour, delay for 2 hours, delay for 4 hours, 4 o'clock this afternoon, in the pouring rain, hiding behind a hedge. I've had plenty of that.
I think I've got everything I need. Would you guys like to add anything else, say anything else, anything I didn't mention?
Just that I always loved the Isle of Man, always. I never thought I'd leave it, but it was just my wife saying, let's go to Greece, get some sunshine. that lured me away. I've never gone otherwise. She said, let's go to Greece. I said, no, I don't want to go there. Let's do it once, she said. Well, when I got there, of course, I fell in love with it.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.